Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Mayer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Mueller. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Les Mueller. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bill McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Christopher. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Russ Christopher. And now, play ball. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb strikes out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Mueller covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a line drive towards third. Mayer catches it and throws to first to double up Estilella. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mayo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mueller fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Christopher covering, for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbein hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Mueller covering, for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. York juggles the ball. That's an error on York. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Estalella hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullenbein. Estalella reaches second base with a double. Siebert moves to third. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Siebert scores. Estalella moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Rosar moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes York. The throw from Rosar and he is out, Bush applying the tag. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a line drive into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Webb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 2 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Swift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Estalella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peck moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosar strikes out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McGee hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cullenbine moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. Cullen Bynes scores. York moves to second. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb misplays the ball. That's an error on Webb. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. Christopher hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mayer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mueller strikes out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peck takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert bunts towards the mound. Mueller fields it and throws to first for the out. Peck moves to second. One out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Estalella strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cullenbine for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. York is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers won, and the Athletics won. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McGee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kell moves to second. Two outs. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 3 in the game. Christopher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer strikes out. 1 out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 4 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Estilella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peck moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rosar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Peck trying to get to home. Outlaw throws the ball into Swift, who tags Peck, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Estilella moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 3 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Les Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush misplays the ball. That's an error on Bush. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 4 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mueller moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 4 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it and throws to second for the out. Mueller moves to third. 2 outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 3 in the game. with a walk. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Mayo moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. York hits a line drive into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGee hits a line drive into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-4 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-4 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-4 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-4 in the game. Swift is called out on strikes. One out. Les Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mueller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-4 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Estilella is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Barry now pitching. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 5 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Cullenbine hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 5 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Barry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGee hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mayer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 5 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 5 in the game. Outlaw hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 5 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barry for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Les Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-6 in the game. Mayo takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-4 in the game. With two walks. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-5 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 4-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 17, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-6 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-6 in the game. Outlaw hits a line drive into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 17, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-6 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 18, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Mayer hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-6 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 18, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0-for-1 in the game. Barry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-7 in the game, with two singles. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 19, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. Webb is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-6 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-5 in the game. With two walks. Cullenbein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 3-for-7 in the game, with three singles. York hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 19, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 4-for-7 in the game, with three singles and a double. Estalella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2-for-7 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rosar bunts towards the mound. Mueller fields it and throws to first for the out. Estalella moves to second. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGee takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-7 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 20, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-7 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-7 in the game. Outlaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Outlaw. The throw from Rosar and he is out, Hall applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. Mayer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 20, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0-for-2 in the game. Barry takes first base on ball 4. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-8 in the game, with two singles. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peck takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 21, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-7 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a line drive into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-8 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Berry, and towards Hall, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 21, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 5-for-8 in the game, with four singles and a double. Estalella hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2-for-7 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rosar strikes out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single and two walks. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-8 in the game. Kell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 22, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-7 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 3-for-8 in the game, with three singles. York takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-8 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg pinch hits for Jimmy Outlaw. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbine moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Chuck Hostetler pinch runs for Hank Greenberg. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1-for-8 in the game, with a single. Mayer hits a line drive into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 22, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Hostetler now playing left field. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-8 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo misplays the ball. That's an error on Mayo. Joe Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Barry hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-9 in the game, with two singles. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single and two walks. Peck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-8 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 23, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-8 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-1 in the game. Trout hits a line drive into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-9 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-8 in the game. With a walk. Mayo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 23, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 5-for-9 in the game, with four singles and a double. Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2-for-8 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2-for-7 in the game, with two singles and two walks. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 24, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2-for-7 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 3-for-8 in the game, with three singles and a walk. York hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-9 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cullenbine moves to second. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbine moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1-for-9 in the game, with a single. Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 24, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-9 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-9 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bush for the out. Two outs. Joe Burns pinch hits for Joe Barry. Charlie Metro pinch hits for Joe Burns. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-10 in the game, with two singles. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 1, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.